at the home of Oscar Nicktoon Sr., tape number 3. We're doing photocopy of old photographs.
Here's one of my cousin's husband right there, Fairbanks. That's why I was working for state.
You're working for the state. Is this when you got the, just when you finished, you got all the wood for the outhouses? And,
He's Fairbanks too. Right from that.
Yeah.
Commerce building.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. What year were these?
I can't remember what year. Here's some more Fairbank.
Is this relation? Is that a relative?
Yeah, my niece. She got white men. This is Barrow. Meeting. I don't see why they know. I took the time that there. When I get up there, I have to have meetings too, you know. Some birthday cake.
Whose birthday?
I'll find them kids. Barrow kid. Here they are. Another meeting. I have to demonstrate up there. Show them.
You were demonstrating to them?
Who are these people in this large picture?
Who are the people in this picture?
That's me, my wife, Elma, Wallace, and Bertha. Oh. First four, top one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that goes from the oldest to the youngest in the picture. Mm. Okay.
Here's some videos talking. He's down Wainwright.
It's in Fairbanks. Just before he quit the state job.
I know where that is.
When did you quit your state job?
65. That would be about 64 in there.
Oh, that one's 64. The color by the Chamber of Commerce building?
Yeah. This is one of my cousin up there.
Okay.
My real auntie's son.
Who is this? The real auntie?
My cousin.
Ready?
Who are these people?
Those are
two.
Yeah, that's. And this one here, you said was
Sam Gooden.
Yeah.
Pauline and Sam Gooden. Pauline is my cousin.
Your cousin, yeah.
Every time I go visit them, I get a legend.
Dang. And that's your niece.
They're all described the picture.
Okay, color picture in front of pickup truck. This is Oscar. And what is your niece's name?
I think it's Irene. Yeah.
And what's her husband's name?
What's your funny name he got? I don't think she got it now. Because she's one of the head women in this KJNP. Came in prayer meeting now. David sent her around, talked to her own relatives on Cook. Pay her fare. She does pretty good.
Yeah.
Any more you'd like to do now?
Did you do this?
Yeah.
Did you want to do some of
this? I did this.
Here's one Christmas.
This is Christmas
where? Crosshair. Crosshair, yeah.
Oh, is this different, the dance different, hall?
Different dance hall, smaller than what we got. Oh,
this Christmas at the old dance hall.
The dance hall we had was 30 by 20.
35 by 20?
30.
30 by 20.
Yeah. I should put new wire on that.
Oh, the wire's good. Strong and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want it to break. Just that frame cost me seven something.
That tray?
Yeah. Do you want to put metal like this? I want wood. Harder to make for them, I think, wood.
Beautiful. Nice frame. Very nice frame. Okay, but there were pictures, I know. Oh, I was suitcase. That's where they were.
I was going to find them. Party Queen, but we put your ring, you know. I don't find them yet.
Yeah, that was the one. One bear opened your eye, huh? What kind of bear?
One beer.
One beer.
One Budweiser,
huh?
I can't remember which shop I got this. It's me in there, all right. Steve the well, I got them built across there.
The well you built across there?
Yeah.
That was when you were working for the state?
It's not there now, they put another.
Were you working for the state
yeah.
then?
Cora and Myrtle. Myrtle, I could take Cora.
Cora and Myrtle.
Live it. These Joas doubly reared the skin.
Oh, this is the one you said in Barrow with the seal?
Yeah. Reared the skin. Seal. He's a good trapper. Every week he go out for one night. 16 white fox, he bring them. Like battles. Mr. Hughes and Joe William Walker Lake. In front of our church crosses. Stella and me right there.
The church in Allakaket.
Stella and me right there. How that Helmer ferried them both from here to Walker Lake, which is float ship. This one is way out in the country, it looked too dirty. 70 cabin. Jones cabin, we call it. Prospector. Yesterday, I think.
Photograph it, yeah. Mount.
Position ready to go. That's part of that.
What is this? What is this?
Mount Edgecombe.
Mount Edgecombe, oh, the building there.
This is a hospital building?
Here's some more down there.
Is this
where
you were staying?
Yeah, that's where I transferred from main hospital. Mm-hmm. They call it Japanese name in there. Ellis Island. It's same island. But Army during the war, they put road. So, no bridge. You know, rock road.
Mm-hmm. Who is this you're with?
One of the patients.
One of the patients?
Mount Edgecombe with two photographs of Stella and Betty on his lap.
Have a good host time with me in here. Glad to go outdoors, you know. That's how Mount Edgecombe.
Is that the same place?
Yeah.
You took a lot of photographs then, didn't you? Mm. Took a lot of photographs.
As soon as I could go out.
How long before they let you go out?
I stayed down there 15 months and that was 15 months. I should put names on them. I can't remember that. These are first priest got here, though. First man priest.
Richard, first priest Richard, in Allakaket?
Mm-hmm. Richard Miller and his wife, nurse.
Busy?
You want a shot of rum?
If it tastes good.
Before we kill it.
I refuse him the other time. I said, no, thanks.
Give it to them.
Oh, you guys.
I got another bottle over there.
Can you story or
pictures? Mm-hmm. Making copies of some of the old pictures.
That's one of the patients in there. Don Juan that's coming in. Mm-hmm. These are missionaries down there.
At Monashville?
Every Sunday we have service right in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I can't remember these pretty women. I'm glad I don't remember them anyway. See these two. It's all right. There's some more. These two got pretty pockets when they go down. That's where these students is.
Are you related to Oscar?
That's my dad.
Oh, that's your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's your name?
Kitty David.
Oh, yeah.
And this is my husband, David David.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Yvonne Yarber.
Oh. Is your husband's?
No. Oh. We're working together.
Oh, I'm glad you asked her that.
Almost, kind of.
What's your name?
Kurt.
Which way?
Kurt.
Houston, that's it. What is it?
What's that?
Houston?
Madison,
there it is. And it was some kind of a sweet name or something. they know I'm not afraid to say what happened. First thing gets in my mind, I can say it.
Do you know by any chance have any old pictures?
There's a good picture here. That look like them.
I had some, but when my kids were small, they spoiled it.
Oh.
Spoiled the whole thing. They put it in the oven.
Dog raising. Dog raising.
And I don't have all the
Where is this here?
Hughes, I think.
Hughes.
Bertha Mike.
Bertha Mike?
Yeah. You know Bertha Moses?
Uh-huh.
She's my sister, too. That we're
going to see a good picture of us in here pretty soon.
I know Betty too.
Betty, you know Stella Hamilton?
No.
Oh, she's Sandy's wife here in Burton County. 10
minutes. I don't know, yeah.
They'll see them pretty soon. Mm. We were trapping. This one is a bear one. What they call it, bunny, for big plane we got. For landing there.
It's beaver.
Beaver. Here's some more views.
Here's dog race.
Most of these aren't clear enough to use.
This is Don Montage. Patience. Some girl's name, a woman's name, I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got your arm around him, though.
Hey? You always got your arm around him.
I bet you had quite a reputation down there.
Christmas.
Who's that with you?
Christmas, I dance Eskimo dance for them. Them students really come and thank me for it. They don't want to lose their, to stay out too long, never go home.
You guys staying in?
No, I'm staying over there. That's staying with
that
Jeff.
School?
Jeff, all right. Yeah. We'll see you guys coming across all the things that we've had to do this time, just like me.
We're talking with Oscar every day.
Oh, mm-hmm. I
see. He's got a lot of stories, so we spend a lot of time.
This one is down Shingnuk right now.
She's
married. She was not married when she was in the hospital. I remember now.
What kind of bag your nurse brought over when he stole your bag?
I'll probably do something.
You must have some stories too when you're growing up.
Okay.
In wintertime.
Dad. How long we used to walk up to Blackjack when we were small? How many hours did it take?
4 or 5 hours.
Steady without eating or?
Take all day around over here, but there's no shoes.
We eat snow when we get thirsty, I remember that. That's when they say our leg will hurt if we eat snow. Old story. I mean, I remember our leg.
You didn't melt the snow first?
Mm-mm. Oh. Without nothing, we just walk without snowshoes too. It was a good trail though. Oh. Dog team trail. Sometime in April, but sometime in fall time. Not in fall time, we go up by boat. But in April, we walk up March, sometime in March.
I get that picture that day.
We stayed up there for the spring. Come down by boat.
Mm. What did you do in the spring while you were there?
Just to, only place we could make living. Get left out of the country. You know, if we stay down here, there's too many people and hard to get rabbits little ways.
Were you the only ones there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that one time we had measles and it was really hard on Dad.
Sure.
Just after Grandma died.
Christian diet.
Everybody had measles? All the kids?
All of us, just the one family, and Dad only take care of us. I don't know how many days we don't eat.
I had
sick. I mean, you know how to catch me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One time I remember while Mom was living yet, we were staying at Blackjack in the springtime. We had no boat, so Dad cut wood and make a raft. You know what is raft? With a, I don't know how many cords of wood. And he put all of us in there. And I remember I was scared. I thought I might roll off. Take I don't know how many hours to go down to the next camp. That's where people had boat in there. That's about 6 miles up. All I remember is that time when I was scared. That's all. I don't remember too much. One time there was no storm and Dad had to go from that camp all the way to Hughes. You know where is Hughes? By dog team. He had about 5 dogs. He walked ahead of his dogs, big trail. There was no trail.
That's the picture that he took. Kurt just took a picture. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's when 4 of you.
Mm-hmm. There was a.
Your mom was still alive then.
No, this is different.
Oh, that other one was the dad's.
Oh, so you went all the way. Yeah. That's not the first time he'd go long ways. Mm-hmm. He used to go over to Kobuk too.
Mm-hmm. When he went, did you really miss him? Watch for him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we can't hear him coming, but then we just watch, look up the trail. Mm-hmm. With Snowgo, we all just listen to for Snowgo, mm-hmm. but dog team is different. It's quiet.
Yeah. So would you look out every day and watch?
Mm-hmm.
And hope you're... Father?
I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Dad, only you take Bertha down that time, or Mom too?
To where?
To Kobuk. You know that time she stay with Faith and them?
Yeah. I take her to... No, you don't.
Oh, halfway to Kobuk, yeah.
But Nikki and me and Wallace.
Go pick her up. She stayed down there 1 year, 1 whole year with our uncle and auntie.
Oh.
Dad's brother and his wife.
Eskimo language good.
Yeah. So she could...
talk any language right now.
She's married to Indian right now. It's like me and she... talk.
What did she talk?
She talked Indian, Eskimo, and English.
Oh, that's good. She can know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I could understand, but I can't talk. I could understand them. If somebody start talk about me, I'll know what they're saying.
Do you have any favorite stories that your father told you? You remember from when you were small?
Mm-mm. No. I never tell the stories much.
Does he tell you stories now?
Oh, yeah.
If he remember, I guess.
She my dad comes too quick.
Yeah. He's got lots of stories.
I know.
We did medicine wife name.
Oh, are there any of the old ways you would now that you think you would have liked to learn?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Any of the things like your grandmother knew and...
Yeah,
that maybe you didn't learn, or things that you did learn that you
There's nothing. We just do every day work. We learn almost everything what she do, except to make a house by herself. You know, it's those igloo style. It's not built like this to stand up poles. She made one how many times grandma make igloo. Grandma made by herself.
She made places up in Eagle Lake. That was stand up a long time.
And that in Steamboat too?
Yeah.
That's two times? She was a strong lady. She built it by herself.
What kinds of things do you teach? Did you teach your children that you wanted them to learn? That you learned from your parents?
Everything. Almost everything, but they go to school, you know, they don't stay home much. So they're way different than the way we were growing up.
Did you go to school at all?
To our fifth grade.
Did you like it?
But we stay away most of the time. We can't learn much like that because we miss in between years, winters.
Yeah.
I was 14 when the last time I go to school. I was the next one to take care of the family when I was 14. So.
How long did you take care of the family?
5 years. After that, Betty, take care.
This time you guys fight over the false data.
Oh, that's how old I was that time? I was young one time. Really silly thing. Dad had house up about how many miles from here. We got up by boat in the fall time, just before ice. Dad started to build house, or rebuild. Oh yeah, rebuilt his house, put new roof. So we stayed in there for a long time. We find false teeth, nice false teeth. Me and my brother fight over it. Oscar Jr. We fight over it. We want to own it. So we might use it someday, we say. Silly thing, Dad. Get tired, see us fight over it. So he get it from us. He went to the shore of the river. And he throw it that far he could. And it fly way out. He went up the banks, and my brother Oscar start undress. He take all his clothes off and he walk. He remember where it is. So he just dive in ice cold water and he pick it up and walk back.
So then he kept them?
He never keep it, so Dad get it and he nail it to the outside of the house. He said, don't catch it. Because it belongs to that guy, that man long ago. Some quiet guy come around, maybe lost his teeth or something. I don't know what happened to it next. It was hanging in the house.
How old were you then?
Oh, for God, how old I was. Let me see, Bertha was taking care of us that time. I was old, about 12 maybe. I guess. Silly.
And so how did you and your husband meet? You grew up together?
We are getting in trouble and have to get married. Like everybody else. We had 8 children though. They're all there. Yes, he's the oldest. You know Evelyn?
Yeah.
Evelyn. That's the one who was reading the, what you call last night, the meeting. Evelyn David. Office. Mm-hmm. Let me see, there's Pete, and you know Harold David? Hmm. There's Pete and Harold, Evelyn, Richard, Carl.
Carl?
Mm-hmm. He's in ten. He's the captain playing basketball. A captain over there. The center guy. David Jr. and Eva. Gary and next Eva, I give Gary to my sister-in-law, David's sister. She had two kids before and they didn't live, so she adopted one boy. Next I gave her one. After that I had Eva. I was wishing for girls too long. This one time I dreamed I was pregnant and I dreamed of grandma. Some other grandma, not my own grandma, told me, if it's a boy, give it away and your wish will come true. So I did. The next year after I gave baby away, I had daughter. The last one too. She's 14 years old right now.
Which daughter is that?
Eva, David. She's going to high school class year. We had family pictures, you should see it. I mean, just our family.
I like to see that. Yeah. Oscar was trying to help us write down all the names, and he could get as far as his own children. He says the grandchildren.
Yeah, the home name.
Yeah, she just said all the names. We can write it down. Maybe you can help us with some of the names.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things we thought, if the family could get together before we leave,
then we could
take a picture of all of you.
Yeah.
We can take some. We thought maybe even before the party tomorrow night, or I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, would be good, but most of the people are busy.
Yeah.
Except in the evenings. Because I work in the morning 1 hour and half breath, I work all day. Mm-hmm. Only there's Anne, Elma could help you. Elma could, she's the oldest.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if all of you could be together in one picture. And
Hard together though.
Yeah.
Let me see, during our carnival time, I might try to get our whole family again, David and my family. Because we've got two more grandchildren, daughter-in-law.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Three.
Three.
Two more coming up. Three more. Two more. With Emily's is three more. That means you'll have six.
One day you'll have the same. You'll have trouble too, remembering all your great-grandchildren.
I know.
Yeah.
Dad had nice family though. He just raised us up without mother. He said he don't want to get married because our mother-in-law might be mean to his kids. That's what he always say, and I think that's true. Because he never did slap us or anything while we were growing up. Nothing. He just say a word and we listen to him. We have to. Because he was the only parent we had.
Mm-hmm. Did when the older sisters were taking care of you, did you listen?
We have to. Mm-hmm. Do our job.
What kind of jobs did you have to do?
Nothing much, just in the housework. Like in camp, we don't have to sweep the floor because we had branches for a floor. Mm-hmm. We changed it almost about two times a week or something. Maybe. And maybe you know more stories because.
Question.
Yeah.
Hi.
The last time we stayed up there, Stella was about three, four, going on four. know Bertha and I know Betty. Oscar Jr. and Stella went down, I don't know how many miles to said rabbit's nest. There was a crash in the snow, so on the way down we start dancing. Pretend we're somebody and we start dancing. We're just happy. We don't even care if we're hungry or anything. I remember we used to dress Stella up really warm because she was the youngest. She walks all the way to, and only Grandma stay home. They don't want to stay home because too lonesome, they say. And Bertha teach me how to sit snares that time. Mm-hmm. Only way we make our living. Like. Maybe Aunt got more to say, she's older than me. Yeah. And you remember long ago?
Oh, Jimmy was my target thing. I'd bring him away.
I mean, of that.
Oh, of that.
Mm-hmm. You could stand here. Yeah. Of that, when first you remember.
From Puerto Rico.
Cross it here. Uh-huh. You come over here, but. Oh, I see you.
Here.
This is Ann Edwards.
Copy pictures, Black River Cabin. That he built by himself with no square. Came back and found out that the doors and windows all were perfectly square, all done by eye. Old picture of Mr. Ned and a big block of ice. And Oscar's sawing ice for an ice house in springtime. Spring Carnival in Fairbanks. Let's see. Oscar and... I gotta ask Oscar some questions here. Oscar? What was this again? Who is that? Who is this?
Oh, my God, it's over there.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Behind my mitt. Yep.
Okay. Now, let's see. These three people.
My cousins. That's his pretty wife right there. What? Joe Carter.
And who's that?
Hockbeck.
Napoleon.
You know, that's another one with no English name.
Okay.
They got one, but she never used it.
How about this one?
That's Carl and me, Carl Thurma.
Okay. First picture, Oscar had a camera on his neck. Now here's Fairbanks. Two people in Fairbanks, car in the background.
Yeah. On 3rd Street.
Okay. How about this one? Three people in front of the Mecca bar.
This one here is one of my daughters. And this is that Akbik again. What do you want?
Okay. The one on the right is Oscar's daughter. What's her name? Which daughter?
That looked like Betty.
Oh, Betty, okay. And this one, two people Stella. Standing on the beach.
Stella and me.
Okay.
Mount Edgecombe.
Mount Edgecombe. Oscar's got his coat on. She's wearing bobby socks. Okay, and two people in front of a plywood house.
There's Kai Cook Jimmy with Link Parkey. This is me with this Squirtle Parkey.
Okay, great. Got it.
I'm glad you take picture of this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the oldest man we got. He's above 90.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
First, Oscar said he has a hard time remembering his grandchildren's names. There's too many. So I thought if you could tell us your children's name.
My children?
From the oldest.
Pocock.
Firstborn.
Beulah.
Today?
Larry.
Ron, you want to be here, please, and take Kate up to it.
Hazel.
And just whiskey love, I see Stanley out there.
Carol.
You see my whiskey love? No more.
Whenever go to plane, so we don't know. Whenever what? Who got you?
Amelia. I lost two in a row. They were infants. So next one was... Next one was Johnny. I lost him after he was 17. He's not there now too. And Charles Oscar, that little name. James Rowland. And Archie Wilbur. That's my children.
So you had one?
Yeah, I would have 11. One was named, but they just died when they were infants.
11. And how many grandchildren do you have?
14.
No wonder. You mean that? You
sure,
got that
movie? Sure. 15 coming up. This month? Mm-hmm. Hope Girl.
That's what we all wish for. Girls.
Yeah. Mostly boys, you know. Uh-huh.
I wanted all boys when I have my own, but...
She had lots.
I had more girls. I mean, it was almost half and half, but... I still want boys when I start first having grandchildren. Now I want little granddaughters.
How come you want girls?
Boys getting too rough on me. That's how come.
They can't even marry.
No, they don't even help me too. Oh. Maybe if some more little granddaughters, they'll wash my dishes for me. Do my house cleaning. That's only why I wanted some more granddaughters.
Just like the others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so David is out there. Seth and only Eva and I were in the house. So I had to go out and saw it with things. And I said, oh, I wish I had some more kids. And Eva would say, yeah, Mom, you should have some more boys. They were so good for you. I forgot to tell you about that. That's all.
What's the first thing you remember about your father? The oldest something you remember about your father?
Oh, what I remember plain was he used to do a lot of trapping. Then I was about 5 years old. Then he was trying to teach me how to write my name. Then next year I was supposed to go to school at 6 years old. So my teacher, she spelled my name with an E, A-N-N-E. Then every time I come home with my paper, I was proud. I write my name. Then he used to scold me. He told me, you're not baptized with an E. Yeah. That's first thing I know, I remember of that part of what Dad said. And he keeps trying to teach me at home. And I go back to school and I was scared of my teacher, so I put an E in there yet.
So now how do you spell it?
I spell it the way he wanted me to. And Kathleen is my name. He gave me a long name, so I just use my short name. Then, anyway, he was a good provider for hunting. He hunts sheep, mountain sheep, and black bear, and caribou in the winter. There was hardly any moose, so I never much care much for moose meat, because we were raised up with caribou. And there was three, and rabbits, what my mother caught, and ptarmigan, and spruce hens, and ducks, and geese, muskrat. We never know much about beaver meat that time, too, because we're on Alatna River all the time. So, Anyway, we had really good dad. He never even spanked us or anything. Once in a while, when I was going my teens, he kind of scolded me because our mother already is dead. She died with her 10th childbirth at home. Then I was sad.
You remember?
I took care of that little one of the twins. Only one. He lived just 5 months. There was big flu going on right here in this village. You know, no kind of nurse, just Miss Hill, our registered nurse, but not much medicine, I think, for the new kinds in England. He died. I was always proud about all my sisters and brothers. We were in a big family until our mother died, then we lost big sister. I mean, she was about 8 or somewhere around there. Double pneumonia. She was going to be a strong girl.
It's okay, Biden.
Then after that, we lost that little boy, the one I was trying to help raise. And I kind of blamed myself that time. I cried.
I even smoked pipe.
I bought cigarettes.
But my, no, because I didn't know better, know how to take care. So,
thank you, Jimmy.
Our Uncle Frank Tobuk. He come over and he tell me.
Come in here, try and give a drink. Now I want to drink it. Oh,
that was nobody's fault. That's his pneumonia. He told me. After that,
I'm not quite finished. Do you want to know?
I didn't care anymore.
I don't know. Cry.
It was sad.
Would you?
You know, if I could,
I grew old a bit after. Bob Marshall. After that, and I got married young, so I started wishing for boys from there. I just had 3 brothers. Huh? With the one that died in my arms. He was 5 months old.
All the pictures in there.
So, you know what I do with all mom's pictures with them?
And you were happy when you had boys
Trump then. Her cat.
So I had girl first. And I wasn't married yet too. So I was still sad. But I love my little girl. Then next year I got married. Then other year from there, I had a boy. She overjoyed. I spoiled him. His grandpa spoiled him. All his aunties spoiled him. Then next one I had 3 girls in a row, or 4 with the one that never lived. Then I was hoping for another boy, so I had another boy, preemie, 1 month too early, so I lost him.
This time we'll do better now.
So I make up my mind. I might have some more boys, so another year then I had another boy. So that's the name I kept, and I just... My husband tell me, keep that name, so I just keep that name. So we named him Johnny Frederick for that little brother of mine, Frederick. Johnny was his father. And he's already burned, you know. Then
I think you had a bottle on there.
You know, I never had them in the hospital that time. Then
there's no suitcase.
Nurse, registered nurse, come around, doctor. They all tell me, you don't have to have any more. I say, no, I still want some more sons. After that, I had Charles. He's down Mount Edgecombe now, high school. Charles Oscar. After that, they tell me, no more. I had to go all the way to Anchorage to have that Charles. And he was 10-pound boy. See, I stayed away from home almost 2 months.
Was that hard?
They thought I was some kind of complicated, like slight bleeding all the time. So I thought I wouldn't live that time. But I keep going to that service at the hospital, A&S Hospital down in Anchorage. I can't even go out alone. So scared to even go out to the yard. Can't even use the elevator or telephone, nothing. I just don't want to use nothing. So they tell me, that's enough. Don't have no more children because they find out I had heart murmur. I know I had it all my life, but I still took chances. I said, no, I want some more boys. I keep saying, yeah. Then, that's, after that I had James. I don't call him Junior, so I call him James. Put a middle name in there, Rowling. He's going on 15 now. And I had them down 10 and now. Then the doctor keep telling me, that's enough, don't have no more. You're risking your life. I say, no, I want one more son. So they can't out-talk me, so next couple of years I had Archie, my last boy. I was sure I'll have another boy. After I have him, they tell me, doctors come around. They say, now you understand what we're trying to tell you. You would bleed to death the last time. I say, I know, but okay, now I got enough sons, I think. So, but anyway, we had a good mother. She do a lot of fishing and berry picking. Daddy used to work on a summer boat, earn some wages, buy enough groceries and for the summer. And mostly we would live out at the country. Then he used to be a good trapper, good hunter. We never go hungry. Till we lost our mother, we never really learned how to do the fishing. We had to learn. So anyway, we had a good father. That's all I'll tell you.
Do you remember the raft ride Kitty was telling me about? Were you on that?
Maybe I was already married, maybe.
Mom was living.
Oh, what part? Oh, in the springtime?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You know, from Blackjack to Butter Rock. And,
all the way down here.
I remember because I was afraid.